learning Daf Lamed Ches Amud Aleph of Masechta Sota. We're holding by the Mishnah on the bottom of Daf Lamed Zayin and Beis. At the beginning of the parak, we mentioned Birchas Kohanim as one of the things that has to specifically said B'Lashon HaKodesh. Birchas Kohanim, of course, includes the Psukim, Yivrech Hashem Yishmerecha, Yor Hashem Panav Elecha V'Chuneka, and Yisa Hashem Panav Elecha V'Yasim Lecha Shalom. So now the Mishnah is going to explain various halachos of Birchas Kohanim and differences between Birchas Kohanim and the Beis HaMikdash versus Birchas Kohanim outside of the Beis HaMikdash. So Birchas Kohanim, Ketzad. B'Medina Omerosa Shalosh Brachos. In the Medina, meaning outside of the Beis HaMikdash, the Kohen says the three Psukim as three separate Brachos, because they stop, they pause between each Pasuk so that the Tzibur can answer Amen. U'B'Mikdash Bracha Achas. But in the Mikdash, they didn't do that. In the Mikdash, they weren't mafsik between the Brachos. No one answered Amen. It was one long Bracha. B'Mikdash Omer Es Hashem in the Beis HaMikdash, when they would say the Shem Hashem, they would say it the way that it's written. The Shem Yudke Vavke, they would read as if it were Yudke Vavke. But Medina Bikinuyo. But in the Medina, outside of the Mikdash, you're not allowed to pronounce Yudke Vavke. You'd pronounce it Beloshon Adnus, as if it were Aleph Dalid Nun Yud. But Medina Kohanim Nosim Es Yedehen Keneged Kisfehen. In the outside of the Mikdash, Kohanim have to hold their hands across from their shoulders. Or B'Mikdash Me'al Al Gabi Roshehen, but in the Beis HaMikdash they held their hands over their heads. Chutz miKohen Gadol Sheinu Magviyas Yadav L'Malam El Tzitz, except for the Kohen Gadol, because he's not allowed to raise his hands over the tzitz, over it, because the tzitz has a Kodesh LaHashem on it. He shouldn't raise his hands over the Kedusha of the tzitz. That's why we don't raise our hands over our tefillin. There are people who are makbid not even take a sefer off of a high shelf while wearing tefillin, because tefillin has greater Kedusha than the tzitz has. So you're not supposed to raise your hands over your tefillin. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Af Kohen Gadol Magbia Yadav L'malam Netzis. Rabbi Yehuda says Kohen Gadol can be Magbia Yadav above the tzitz. Shenem Rabbi Yisaronis Yadav Ela Am Vayivarchem. So now the Gemara explains Tanu Rabban Kosavarchu B'Lashon HaKodesh. Kosavarchu implies that it's got to be done in Lashon HaKodesh. Atam B'Lashon HaKodesh Ein El B'Chalash. Are you sure it's got to be Lashon HaKodesh? Maybe it could be any other language. Nemar Kan Kosavarchu V'Nemar Lalan Eile Yamdu Levari Chesaham. It says by Birchas Kohanim Kosavarchu, and it says by Har Grizim also Lashon of Bracha. So Malalam Lashon Kodesh, so by Har Grizim we have what the brachos are, and they were clearly in Lashon HaKodesh. Avkan B'Lashon HaKodesh. So too, when the Kohanim are Mevarich V'am, it's got to be B'Lashon HaKodesh. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Inu Tzarech Harei Omer Ko At Yomer B'Lashon HaZeh. Rabbi Yehuda says it's obvious it's got to be B'Lashon HaKodesh. It says Ko Sevarchu, which means the word Ko means exactly like this. Tanya Yidach Ko Sevarchu Ba'amida. That from Ko Sevarchu we learn that it has to be done while standing. Atom Ba'amida Inu Afil B'Yeshiva. Sure, maybe it could even be done while sitting. So Nemar Kan Kos Varchu Nemar Lalan. It says Behar Grizim Eli Yamdu Levarich. So Malalan Bamida Afkan Bamida. So we learn from Har Grizim that just like Behar Grizim was Bamida, Birchas Kohanim also has to be done Bamida. Rabbi Nasan Omer Einot Tzarech. You don't need to learn this din from a Gezeres Shava, because you can learn it from a Hekish. Harayu Omer. The pasuk says L'Sharso Ulevarich Bishmo. So we have a Hekish between Birchas Kohanim and Avod in the Beis Hamikdash. Just like all the avodas in the Mikdash have to be done specifically while standing, so af mivarich ba'amida. So too, when you say Birchas Kohanim, it's got to be done ba'amida. Misharis kufe minalan. How do I know the avodos in the Beis Hamikdash are done ba'amida? D'chsev la'amod l'shareis. Pasuk says that you are omed and mishareis. Tanya idach. We have another brisa. Kosavarchu b'nesias kapayim. Kosavarchu means by lifting up the hands. Atob b'nesias kapayim. Enoela shalob b'nesias kapayim. How do you know for sure that it means Nesias Kapayim? Maybe it means even without Nesias Kapayim. Nemar Kan Kosavarchu v'Nemar Lalan V'Yisar Nesiyad V'Alaam V'Yivarchem. It says Kosavarchu over here, and it says by the bracha of Aaron HaKohen on the eighth day of the Miluim, also a lashon of bracha, and it says that he picks up his hand. So Mala Halon B'Nesias Kapayim. Just like by the bracha of Aaron, it's B'Nesias Kapayim. Afkan B'Nesias Kapayim. So Birchas Kohanim also has to be B'Nesias Kapayim. So Kashale the Rabbi Yonasan. Rabbi Yonasan asked on this Gezer Shava, Imala Halon Kohen Gadol Rosh Chodesh, Avodas Tzibur, Afkan, Kohen Gadol, Rosh Chodesh, and Avodas Tzibur. You know, if you're really going to link the Brach of Aaron to the Brach of all Kohanim, so what are you going to say that just like by the Brach of Aaron, he was the Kohen Gadol, and it was on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, which was the eighth day of the Miluim, and end, it was after Avodas Tzibur that they brought all the Korbanos Tzibur. So you're going to say also the mitzvah Birchas Kohanim should only be done by the Kohen Gadol and only on Rosh Chodesh and only after Korbanos Tzibur. So Rabbi Nosson Omer Eino Tzarech. You don't need to learn from this Gezeirah Shavah. You can learn it from a Hekesh. Harehu Omer, the pasuk says, Hu Uvanav Kol Hayamim Makish Banav Lo. The Torah clearly links Hu Ubanav, him and his children, Aaron and Bnei Aaron. So Mahu, just like Aaron HaKohen on the eighth day of the Miluim, was B'Nesias Kapayim, had to be Mevarich, or was Mevarich, with the Nesias Kapayim by lifting up his hands, Afbanav B'Nesias Kapayim, so his children also were with the Nesias Kapayim. Uksiv, and the same pasuk says, Kol Hayamim. That teaches us that there's this hekesh of the children of Aaron to Aaron is for all days. So you don't tell me that the din of Nesias Kapayim is only on Rosh Chodesh and only by Avodas Tzibur. No, it applies always. The iskish bracha l'sheirus, and we have another hekesh between bracha and avoda. It says l'sharso ulevarich b'shmo. So even though you don't find that Bnei Aaron and Aaron himself are linked with regard to anything but avoda, and you don't find such a link with regard to Birchas Kohanim, but the Birchas Kohanim is linked to Sheirus. So whatever is true about Sheirus, about avoda, is also going to be true about Birchas Kohanim. V'tanya idach, we have another brisa, Kos Varchas Bnei Yisrael. What does Kos Varchas Bnei Yisrael tell me? B'shem HaMeforash, that you're supposed to do the Birchas Kohanim with the Shem HaMeforash. Atom B'shem HaMeforash, and all the Kinoi. How do you know? Maybe you're allowed to use the Kinoi of the Shem. Tamalomar V'samu Eshemi. Shmi Hamiyuchad Li. Shmi means my very specific name that's Dafka designated for me. Yochalaf Begvulin Kain. So I might think that the same is true even outside of the Mikdash. Nemrakan Vesamo Shmi Vinemalalan Lasuma Shmosham Malalan Besabachira Afkan Besabachira. Just like the other time it says Lasum Eshmi or Lasuma Shmosham, that's talking about the Beis HaMikdash. So to over here where you use the Shemim Forish is Dafka in the Beis HaMikdash. Rabbi Yoshia Omer Eino Tzarich. Harei Omer B'cholamakam Asher. Where everywhere that I'll mention my name, I'll come to you. Meaning, you're allowed to say the Shema Meforish anywhere. Ela mikra zeh mesoras, the mesorasu. This pasuk is, it's kilu, it's written backwards. And the way to read it is, b'chol makom asher avo elecha uverachticha, wherever the Shechina comes and resides, sham askira shemi. That's where you say the Shema Mefarash. Ve'echan avo elecha uverachticha. Where is the Shechina going to be shora? Be'beis ha-bechira, specifically in the Beis HaMikdash. And therefore, sham askira shemi, be'beis ha-bechira. Where can you actually say the Shema Mefarash? Only in the Beis HaMikdash. Tani idach, another brisa. Kosav Orchaz B'nai Yisrael, only Ela B'nai Yisrael. I would only know B'nai Yisrael, males of the Jewish people. Geirim, V'nashim, Avadim, Shukhrarim, Minayin. How do I know? Even converts and women and freed servants who are also converts. So Tamalomar Emor Lehem Lukulhu. That's why Emor Lehem includes everybody. Tanya Idach, Kosav Arhu Panim Keneged Panim. Another Alech of Birchas Kohanim, it's got to be face to face. It used to be a practice that some people had because they didn't want to look at the hands of the Kohanim, that they would like turn their backs to the Kohanim. That is absolutely incorrect. It's supposed to be Panim Keneged Panim. So Ata Omar Panim Keneged Panim, Uwe Panim Keneged Aref. Maybe it's allowed to be face to back. Tamalomar Amor Lehem Ka'adam Amor Lechavero. No, it should be like a conversation. You should speak to them like somebody speaks to his friend. That's why Mori V'Rabbi Rav Shechter, because the halacha really is that you're allowed to look at the Kohanim during Birchas Kohanim nowadays, since they all cover their hands with their talis, Mori V'Rabbi Rav Shechter is makbid to dafka look at the Kohanim. Why dafka? What do you lose by not looking? You lose this element of panim keneged panim, that it should be like a person talking to somebody else. So it's a respectful thing. Someone's giving you a bracha, that you should look at them when they're giving you a bracha. So that's why he dafka looks against the overwhelming minag Yisrael. Tanya idach, we have another bracha, kosav archu, b'kol ram, that the Birchas Kohanim has to be specifically b'kol ram, in a loud voice. O'en v'el b'lachash, maybe it could even be done quietly, tamalomar, emor lehem, Kadam Sharm Lechavero. That's why it says Amar Lehem, that it should be done in a way that sounds conversational. And Bekol Ram is a way that sounds conversational. So So okay, let's stop there. Well, there's really only one main point on this whole daf, as far as I could tell. Many limudim from the words Kosav Archu. So what are they? Number one, that it's got to be Blashon HaKodesh. Number two, that it's got to be Be'amida. Number three, that it's got to be B'nesias Kavayim with lifted up hands. Number four, that it's got to be B'shem HaMeforesh in the Mikdash and not outside of the Mikdash. Number five, that it includes Gerim Nashim, Avadim Meshucharim, etc. Number six, that it's Panim Keneged Panim. And number seven, that has got to be B'kol Ram. So seven different limudim about details in the halacha of Birchas Kohanim, all from the pasuk of Kosav Archu Es B'nei Yisrael. So Bez Hashem, we will pick up with Amar Abaye next time.